I don't think, Dr. Most, there's an on switch and people are automatically going to feel better now that we're in phase five. Would you agree with me on that?
Oh, absolutely, John. I think every individual is going to have their own individual thought process and level of anxiety or level of comfort. So certainly.
Here's Dr. Kevin Most, Chief Medical Officer at Northwestern Medicine Central DuPage Hospital. I was with some friends last night. This isn't why I called, doctor, but let's just finish that thought. And they were saying the same thing. Just because we're out doesn't mean we're done with whatever mental trauma people have experienced. Really, that baseline mental trauma. And it's weird right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah, John, it is. And, you know, the baseline mental trauma continues. It's not like it's gone away and it's going to kind of taper. You were out. I bet you as you looked around the group that you were out with or around where you were, you said, oh, my gosh, I didn't realize that the vaccination rate in Illinois was 100%. Because when you were out, I bet you there were very few people with masks on.
Right. Yeah, yeah. And I asked Dr. Zike about that, the state health director. I said, when you saw the first Cubs game against the Cardinals, 40,000 people, and nobody had a mask on, but we knew that at least 50% of them were not fully vaccinated, were therefore violating the rule. How did you feel about that? And she said, we knew that would happen, but we still felt it was safe. That's human nature, and that's just the way we're doing it right now. I guess that's no surprise to you either, huh?
No, it's not. Disappointing, too. And you know, you don't want to put the fear of God into people who are not vaccinated, but certainly, you know, what we're seeing with the Delta variant in the states as close as Missouri are extremely concerning. And look what's going on now in southern Illinois, where vaccination rate is 29-30%, which just is kind of reassuring for us up here in the north, where this total state vaccination rate is 70%. So, you know, we're probably approaching 70-75% in the northern part of the state, knowing that the southern part is dragging the entire state down.
Monday was a holiday, so maybe the numbers just aren't as current as they would be on a regular Monday, but no COVID deaths on Monday, the holiday, 476 days in a row, and then we finally break the chain. Was that a significant day to you?
No, you know, not really. You know, we have to understand that deaths are reported to the Illinois Department of Public Health on the day that the report is received, not on the day that the patient has died. So if you look at it and say, geez, we didn't have any on Monday, but boy, how come we had 16 that died on Tuesday? You know, if we stop and really look at the date of death on the death certificates, you will see that we had some that died on the 4th. It's reassuring that these numbers are down as low as they are, but certainly we're not totally 100% out of the woods.
Since phase five, we anticipated we'd see an uptick. Are we seeing much? Are we managing phase five okay?
We're managing phase five pretty well. We have seen a slight uptick. Our hospitalization actually has been very stable here at Central DuPage for about the last 2 weeks. Now, our sister hospital, Delnor Hospital, to the west, has seen a slight uptake, you know, and they're up a little bit. They're up probably about 15-20% as far as their hospitalizations. So the bigger concern is now, since we are in phase five and the Delta variant and these large crowds, what's going to happen? The only really good thing is the weather's been so nice and a lot of the activities have been held outside.
I think some of us are a little not paying sufficient attention maybe to the Delta variant, because that's the fourth variant we've talked about, and we all seem to be doing just fine. So is this one significantly different in your mind?
Yes. I mean, you know, this is Darwinism at its finest, right? We know that as these mutations happen, the ones that are the strongest and that can spread the easiest are the ones that are going to survive. That's the concept of evolution here. And if people aren't concerned because they're hearing, boy, Central DuPage, you had 130 patients in the hospital at one time, and now you're down to single digits, look at what's happening in Missouri, which is not far from here, where they have one hospital ran out of ventilators yesterday, where the hospitals now are seeing 200 patients in the hospital again, numbers that we haven't seen for a long time, and it's almost all the Delta variant.
Do you imagine those people were not vaccinated?
Yes, 100%. I shouldn't say 100%. You know, the number of breakthroughs are very, very low, but I would imagine that those individuals, the ones that are hospitalized, 90, probably 95% were not vaccinated.
So maybe that explains why some of us aren't that exercised by the Delta variant, because we've been vaccinated and
we feel
safe.
I mean, look at the hospitalizations that we have right now. 100% of the people in the hospital right now are unvaccinated.
Producer Olive said, why do you call it a breakthrough?
A breakthrough? A breakthrough would mean that I was vaccinated and that I still ended up with the illness and still ended up being hospitalized.
Yeah.
So it was a breakthrough. Not a breakthrough, this is great, but this is one where the vaccination we know works for 95, 96, 97%. You know, there's still that 3% that's going to get vaccinated and still could end up with the illness, and that would be a breakthrough case.
This reminds me of the conversation that Peter Greenberg had two Saturdays ago on WGN Radio. He's our travel guy, and he was talking about that first cruise ship that he was on that went to the Bahamas or somewhere. There was about 700 people on there. The crew and all of the passengers were vaccinated. When they got off, everybody was tested, and a couple of people had COVID-19. He said, that's the system working. That's the system working. That's how safe it can be, not how dangerous it can be. People might be freaked out with the idea that, oh my God, there's COVID on the boat, but there almost certainly is going to be some COVID on a boat if you put 1,000 people on there, right?
100%. And we have to remember, too, when we talk about the effectiveness of these vaccines, they're effective against hospitalizations and deaths. So there still are going to be some people who certainly will test positive and have minor symptoms or have minimal symptoms. So, yeah, if matter of fact, if that boat landed and they tested everybody and nobody was positive, I would say you guys are doing bad testing. You didn't use the right test, because you certainly should have people who test positive.
Very interesting perspectives from Dr. Kevin Most, Chief Medical Officer at Northwestern. I haven't talked to you much lately, Doctor, which is, to me, also a sign that we're getting through this.
Well, John, you were on vacation, though.
Well, that too, yeah. It's good to be back. Thanks for helping us out today.
Anytime, you know it.